Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Here's a three for Meyer off the inbound, and it's good. Two threes in the quarter for Tracy Meyer. And it is 38-37. The ball is stolen away. Meyer layup. It's good, and Shelton's got the lead back.
Tonight, it's a Twin Valley Conference doubleheader from Shelton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Red Cloud Warriors. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Long rebound out to Luke Glenn. Baseball pass to the other side of the floor to Mueller. Into the right-hand corner, Stop Cotty drives the baseline, and he drives it and scores. A dozen points for Stop Cotty.
Our girls' game features a pair of teams that have struggled offensively to start the season and look to get a boost tonight. Our boys' game features two teams that have seen plenty of close games already this season and may have another one this evening. It's the Warriors and Bulldogs coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Shelton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Shelton. It is time for game two of tonight's Twin Valley Conference girls and boys basketball doubleheader as the Shelton Bulldogs take on the Red Cloud Warriors. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Girls' game was close throughout, and Shelton picks up their first win of the year, 33-28 over Red Cloud. The Warriors fall to 2-3. Boys' game features a very senior-laden, experienced Shelton ball club who's 3-1 with their only loss to Kennesaw against another very youthful ball club for Red Cloud that starts four sophomores. This team has one senior and one junior and suits only 10 tonight for Coach Jim Everly, who is back in charge of the Red Cloud Warriors. But all their games have been relatively close. They lost by 3 to Lawrence Nelson. They lost by 5 to Silver Lake. They beat Harvard by 1. They lost to Bruning Davenport Chickley. So let's see what they can do here tonight at Shelton. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this. Timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the visiting Warriors of Red Cloud, number 10 is a 5'8 sophomore, Austin Tuckwood. Number 20, 5'11 sophomore, Wyatt Bell. Number 24, 6'1 sophomore, Skyler Brumbaugh. Number 33, 6' sophomore, Dylan Burgess. And number 45, 6'3 senior, Blake Brumbaugh. Head coach of the Warriors is Jim Everly, assisted by Clint Shipman. They're 1-3. For Shelton, number 1 is a 6' senior, Dave Mueller. Number 2, 5'11 senior, Luke Glenn. Number 4, 6'1 senior, Clayton Stopcotti. Number 10, 5'11 junior, Derek Ellis. And number 12, 5'11 junior, Taryn Hawks. Neither team is tall, so we'll see how their transition in up-tempo play plays out tonight. Head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Matt Walter, assisted by Dan Brown. 3-1 on the season for Shelton. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by Red Cloud, and they get it to their senior, Blake Brumbaugh. Brumbaugh's jumper right off the bat here. Red Cloud is up by a score of 2-0. And they'll come out, play man-to-man defense here. Luke Glenn drives, kicks it off in the right-hand corner to Derek Ellis. Wide open on the backside is stopped. Connie, but they decide not to go with the skip pass to him. Off a couple of picks to Ellis. Ellis back up top to Mueller. Good ball movement here by Shelton. Pull-up jumper from 15 is off the front of the iron. No good by Stopcotty. Rebound brought down inside, and the shot attempt back up. Skyler Brumbaugh blocks the shot there of Taryn Hawks, and here comes Red Cloud. Blake Brumbaugh out on the left wing with a basketball. Kicks it over on the right wing to Austin Tuckwood. Back up top, they go for the steal. Hawks runs into Burgess a couple of times. Ryan Groupie crew doing the officiating tonight. Didn't have to do too much in that first game. It was pretty slow. Half-court girls game. And now we've got a whistle away from the basketball. And a foul going to be called on Shelton. David Mueller with the first foul of the ball game. Again, Kearney High and Grand Island Boys getting ready to start. That game is on ESPN 1460. In other conference action tonight, Silver Lake all over Kennesaw, 63-26. A little surprise in that one at the margin. Silver Lake really hadn't been putting up a lot of points so far this year. Brumbaugh, top of the key, comes to the left elbow, puts the jumper up, contested. Blake hits it. And Red Cloud with the first two buckets of the ball game here. They lead it 4-0, and that'll be enough to probably wake up Shelton if they thought that they were going to have an easy time here tonight. Not the case. Hawks gives it over to Luke Glenn. Glenn, guarded by Austin Tuckwood, fights off the screen, swings it over on the wing to Austin Tuckwood, back up top. Tuckwood with the defensive stop there. And now Derek Ellis holds the ball. Really kind of shoving Shelton a little farther away from the hoop and driving in. Luke Glenn tripped and then late whistle to get the foul as Luke Glenn goes down in the paint. Foul is going to go against Red Cloud's Austin Tuckwood, first of the game. So Shelton to throw it in, off a couple of picks, try to get Hawks open for a three. He's covered, so he drives, and he's cut off there by Blake Brumbaugh. Good switch on the Red Cloud defense. Shelton with a basketball out of the out-of-bounds, needing to set something up. Pull-up jumper, Stopcotty is short. Taryn Hawks pulls down another offensive rebound, kicks it back over to Stopcotty, who drives, and it's up too strong. Rebound brought down by Skyler Brumbaugh. So Shelton's had some looks. They just haven't connected. Skyler coast-to-coast pulls up from 10. No good. Offensive rebound by Dylan Burgess, and he's fouled. So good aggressive play here by Red Cloud. And Coach Everly wants to sub in a couple of players here. And coming in will be Lucas Hobbs and Miles McDowell. Checking out will be Blake Brumbaugh and Austin Tuckwood. Foul was called on Stopcotty over the back on the offensive rebound, and Red Cloud gets it underneath their own hoop. They throw it in too deep to McDowell, so he's got to spin and kick it out of there against the Shelton man-to-man defense. Boy, they had lost McDowell. They didn't have anybody on him, and Red Cloud didn't see that. Wyatt Bell swings it over to the left wing to Burgess. The pass is tipped and stolen away. Hawks comes out of there with it. That's the first turnover of the ball game for either team. Three-pointer on the way by Ellis in transition. It's off the heel, no good. And Hawks is there again for the tip. That time he got it to go. And Shelton is on the board, 4-2 in favor of Red Cloud. So somebody's going to have to get a body on Taryn Hawks. He's got three offensive boards already. 4-2 Red Cloud with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Lucas Hobbs up top with it. He's the only junior. Blake Brumbaugh, the only senior. They've got one freshman who's not suited up tonight. So everybody else, sophomores. A couple of years, they could be extremely dangerous. Wyatt Bell, pull-up jumper, no good. Hawks with another rebound. They'll give it off to Mueller. Mueller pushes the ball down the middle of the floor, into the paint, pulls up, has his shot blocked, and that's Brumbaugh again. Skyler blocks it. Skyler comes out of there with it. Skyler up the floor, and a blocking foul will be called on Derek Ellis. His first and the third foul on Shelton. And back into the ball game will be Tuckwood and Brumbaugh. Coach Jim Everly telling me before the game, probably a 7, maybe an 8-man rotation, but basically only 10 kids suited up tonight. Look for that 7-man rotation. Shelton is a little deeper, even if they don't play many more than 8 guys, as Tuckwood has it off the inbound, off the screen, left wing, puts the 15-footer up, too strong. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Shelton. More basketball tomorrow night here on Classic Hits as Wilcox Hildreth will travel to Pleasanton for a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader starting around 6 o'clock. Monday, special Monday night basketball, Boone Central Newman Grove at Minden. Two girls teams that were outstanding last year, played twice, played at the state tournament. As Mueller drives, jump pass back out of the wing to Luke Glenn. Skip pass right side to Hawks. Now into the paint, they find Glenn. Short leaner, good. Luke Glenn finally, after all those passes, found a little bit of a seam, and we're tied at 4. Now Shelton, full court pressure. Oh, timeout's going to be called here by Red Cloud. Couldn't get it in. They had broke a man to the other end, but Red Cloud, when they grabbed it to take it out, he was right behind the backboard, and he didn't know that he could run down the sideline and throw the baseball pass for what would have been a layup. So a timeout called here by Red Cloud. 3:52 to go in the first quarter of play. It's 4-4 at Shelton on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Timeout. Red Cloud with the basketball, facing full court pressure, and the ball stolen away by Hawks. Gives it to Stopcotti right underneath the hoop, who lays it up and in. And six in a row by Shelton to take their first lead at 6-4. 3:36 to go here. This pressure is really giving Red Cloud problems. The steal again to the backcourt. Shelton cannot attack that time. They'll swing it over for a three-pointer by Ellis, and it's good. And another timeout going to be taken here by Red Cloud. So just that quickly out of the timeout, two steals, two buckets, and it is a 9-4 Shelton lead. We'll be right back.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, a couple of timeouts in a 30-second span there by Red Cloud. Our timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now at West 39th Street in Kearney or at the concession stand right here at Shelton's. And on the inbound, another turnover, another great play. Stop Cotty and company to save it in. So three consecutive turnovers here for Red Cloud. Here's a three-pointer on the way off the front of the rim by David Mueller. It is no good. Offensive rebound by Derek Ellis. Ellis drives, kicks it down into the corner to Glenn. Skip pass over the top of the zone. Three-pointer by Hawks is good. Taren Hawks next down the three-pointer, and it is 12-4. And another steal made by Taren Hawks. Underneath, layup is up. It is missed that time by Glenn. Hawks, another rebound. He's got five boards and three steals here in the first quarter. Shelton with the basketball. And that pass is going to be stolen away. Skyler Brumbaugh with the first steal. He's done some really good things defensively early on here for Red Cloud. Now they just need to settle down. They finally get it into the front court. Get it over on the left elbow to Blake Brumbaugh, who has both buckets here for the Warriors. Got him out to a 4-0 lead, but now a 12-point spurt by Shelton. They're up by 8. On the right wing, Wyatt Bell. Up top, Brumbaugh. Catch and shoot. It's off the mark. And the ball goes out of bounds to Shelton. Red Cloud got off to a good start here, and now they are feeling down a little bit, and you can just hear maybe Coach Everly there in the background saying, get your heads up, as Shelton quickly gets the ball up the floor to Hawks in the deep right-hand corner. Doesn't take the three to stop Cotty. He drives in, cut off by Brumbaugh. Out on the wing, it'll be Mueller. Quick ball moving around the perimeter here to Luke Glenn. Shelton really is moving the ball well here, trying to chase the whole time is Red Cloud. Hawks to the free throw line, stop. Cotty takes the jumper. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Skylar Brumbaugh with the rebound. And the sophomore will bring the ball across the timeline. Starts right, crossover dribble to the left side of the key. Stops and gives it off on the right side to Bell. Into the corner, Hobbs has a three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Long rebound, tipped all the way out to near midcourt. And stop, Cotty is the fastest one on the floor. He picks it up. Gives it to Mueller, to Glenn. Back to stop, Cotty for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Mueller, and he draws the foul. And Shelton now, after a slow start, is doing anything they want. 14-4. And the foul will be the second one of the ball game on Red Cloud, and it's on Wyatt Bell. Mueller now to try and complete the three-point play. It's on the way, and sitting on the rim, no good. And then in there is Hawks. He's fouled. He scores on a miracle shot, and the foul called on Blake Brumbaugh. I don't know how Hawks is doing it, but it's like splitting an atom. He's on both sides of the guy trying to box him out. Red Cloud thinking maybe there should have been a foul call, but it is a 16-point run here by Red Cloud. And Shelton will be at the line to try and finish the three-point play. And Hawks will put it up, and it is in. 8 points now for Taren Hawks, and it is 17-4. These young sophomore guards are being pestered by the seniors of Shelton, and that's all that's going on. Blake Brumbaugh, long pass into the front court to brother Skyler. Skyler on the left wing, uses his body, backs in on Mueller, kicks it back out. They'll reset. Handling the basketball up top will be Tuckwood. Austin picks the dribble up off a couple of picks to Hobbs. Lucas looked at the three, didn't get it. Over to Brumbaugh, left elbow. Back to the right elbow to Bell against his Shelton man-to-man. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. With it is Tuckwood. Tuckwood spreads it back out, tries to get it to Blake Brumbaugh, and there's Hawks again, and he knocked it out of bounds. Still Red Cloud ball on the far side. But after a promising start here for the Warriors, they just haven't been able to get into even an offensive set, let alone a rhythm. And Shelton scoring a ton of points off turnovers. And now the official talking to a couple of the players over there that might have been getting physical with each other down low. And we're finally ready to inbound it. Toss it to the backcourt here to Tuckwood. Austin working on Luke Glenn. Ball's taking a couple of funny hops, so he finally just goes and controls it and gets it back up to Skyler Brumbaugh. 25 seconds to go. Off a couple of picks. Three-pointer is on the way by Wyatt Bell. No good. Rebound comes out to David Mueller. 17 seconds into the front court. Luke Glenn thought about the three. Kicked it off on the wing. Back up top, they'll go to Mueller. Mueller with 10 seconds. Drives right side. Hands it off to Glenn. And tries to throw over the top of the zone, and it's picked off there by Wyatt Bell. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Austin Tuckwood pulls up long. Three is too strong. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Shelton 17, Red Cloud 4. We're back with more in a minute on Classic Hits.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, some outstanding defense by Taren Hawks has allowed Shelton to jump out to a 17-4 lead here after the first 4 points were scored by Red Cloud. And they'll also get the ball to start the second quarter. Hawks with 8 points, 6 rebounds, at least three steals out of those five Red Cloud turnovers. Shelton had two turnovers. Blake Brumbaugh has both buckets for Red Cloud. Nine rebounds for Shelton, three for Red Cloud, and a few of those are on the offensive end from Hawks. 17-4 as they come out, play man-to-man defense here. Back up top, they'll be patient with it as Hawks. Three-pointer now. Stop Cotty on the way. No good. They're 2 of 6 from three-point land. Rebound brought down by Tuckwood. Shelton all over him. Tuckwood needs some help. And he tries to throw it back underneath. It's stolen away. Stop Cotty. Offensive foul. Yep. Stop Cotty was well guarded after the steal and will be called for an offensive foul as Wyatt Bell got back up on him defensively. So Red Cloud will take it out, and they've got to find a way to break the pressure. Shelton will bring JT Ellis into the ballgame for the first time. Shelton is also doing a pretty good job of kind of doing that holding, grabbing, arm barring type of thing. And Red Cloud, just mature-wise, it's all sophomores versus seniors. They're not able to body off or counter just because of the maturity right now. Over to the left wing. Bell for three. Comes up short. They're 0-4 from downtown. Rebound by Ellis, who just came in. They want to run the floor. Bueller to Glenn. Glenn traveled with the basketball. Third turnover for the Bulldogs. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was Shelton holding off Red Cloud by a score of 33-28. Another score, we had the Silver Lake girls a winner tonight as they take the big win over Kennesaw, 63-26. And Kearney Catholic girls, a big winner over Elm Creek tonight. Kearney High boys currently playing basketball on ESPN 1460 as they take on Grand Island. Inbounds pass stolen away by Ellis. Ellis into the paint. Mueller has to work. Double pump. Can't get it to go. Blake Brumbaugh with the rebound. And just about every Red Cloud turnover is right underneath the Shelton bucket. As Brumbaugh does a good job behind the back. Skyler. Skyler into the paint. Now they kick it out to Blake. Overload on the right side. Wants to get the shot away, but Ellis is right there. Gives it to Skyler on the right elbow. Dumps it down to Blake. Gets punched back out by Ellis. Little two-man game between the Brumbaugh boys. Blake, turnaround jumper on the right baseline from 8. No good. Rebound brought down by Hawks. His 7th unofficially of the game. No scoring yet here in the second quarter. We're down to 6-10. Three-pointer, Dave Mueller. And it's no good. And we've got a foul on Shelton over the back. Rebound by Blake Brumbaugh. Still 17-4, Shelton leading Red Cloud here, looking for their 4th win of the season. And checking in will be Lucas Hobbs. Skyler Brumbaugh will get a breather. And to throw the ball in will be Wyatt Bell. Getting against his full court pressure, and the ball thrown into Burgess and knocked out of his hands by Hawks. I would think you would want to throw the ball where Hawks is not, but they keep throwing it to the guy that Hawks is guarding, and this time they do break the press. Tuckwood attacks, and at the other end, a charging foul going to be called. Tuckwood was trying to step around Derek Ellis, and Austin with his 2nd personal foul. That's the 4th team foul on Red Cloud. So right back over to Shelton. Just when it looked like Red Cloud was going to be able to do something on that possession, and that's what's a little bit frustrating there for the young man in the red and gold. Across the timeline, Luke Glenn to the high post. Ellis right back to Glenn. Glenn comes inside. Almost a charge, but he pulled up, kicked it out to Hawks for the 3. It's no good. The ball is tipped out to Derek Ellis. So another 2nd chance here for Shelton. They've had 6 or 7 of those already. Right side, Hawks. Inside to Ellis. Ellis double team. Kick it back out. Quick ball movement. They go to Ellis again. Ellis in traffic in the paint. Short jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Brumbaugh, and then it's stolen away, and a charging foul on Luke Glenn. Wave off the main bucket by Glenn and give him the charge. As Skyler Brumbaugh checks back in. Still 17-4, though. Red Cloud, their boys, averaging right about 38, 39 points a game. They scored 48 opening night against BDS, but then it's 36, 39, 35. And 3 of their games have been within 5 points. A 3 and a 5 point loss and a 1 point win. Right now a 13 point lead for Shelton. And the score has not changed in nearly 3 minutes. Skyler Brumbaugh pulls up, transition 3, top of the key, spins out, no good. Good looking shot, just wouldn't go. And the rebound brought down by Ellis. Outlet pass gets away, but it was touched by Red Cloud. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you a first half look at the stats, look back at the girls' game that Shelton won, talk with Coach Randy Schultz, and more. So keep it here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Red Cloud, and Shelton. Driving in, jump stop, Luke Glenn finds a space and scores the first points of the second quarter. Took us over 3 minutes to get the job done, and it's now 19-4, Shelton. Red Cloud into the front court, stopping on the right elbow, and a walk called. Yeah, looked a little funny there for Skylar Brumbaugh. Don't know if he stepped on a foot of a Shelton defender, but he just kind of took that little extra quarter hop, and they dinged him with it. As always, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Ron Blaze, the athletic director here at Shelton. Glenn, off the dribble, finds a seam, missed the scoop shot. Ball is slapped out to David Mueller. Mueller drives, puts up the tough jumper, no good. Ellis is all by himself for the offensive rebound and score. Shelton just continues to take advantage of what's given to him. Corbin Len has checked in now for the Bulldogs. Red Cloud ball, long pass Hobbs into the front court. Get it to Wyatt Bell. Bell up top to Brumbaugh. Skyler backs his way into the high post. Nice wraparound pass, but they didn't catch it. It's loose on the floor. Still loose, thrown back in, and Red Cloud saves it and fires up a three-pointer from the right wing by Bell. No good. And the ball grabbed by Luke Glenn. Glenn pushes the ball up the floor. Stops at the top of the circle. Again, they can't find the man who's supposed to have him, so Luke tries and scores. 6 points for Luke Glenn. And a timeout called out by Red Cloud. 3:46 to go here in quarter number two. It's all Shelton, 23-4. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Shelton out of the Red Cloud timeout, trying to find a way to get some offense. But they are trapped in the backcourt again here. The speed of Shelton has really given them problems. Skyler Brumbaugh has it, and he'll fire it into the front court to break the press, the Wyatt Bell. But on those couple of occasions that they have broke the press, they haven't been able to score. They've had either a turnover or they stopped like they did there, also had a charging foul called. Brumbaugh. Skyler gets it down low into the hands of McDowell, who is fouled on the entry pass. Foul is going to be on JT Ellis. That'll be his first. And we have seven team fouls already. So a 1-1 coming up for Miles McDowell. Looking for Red Cloud's first points in nearly 9 minutes, but the free throw is no good. And Ellis will get the rebound. JT hands the ball off to Luke Glenn. Glenn brings it across the timeline. Top of the key, dribbling in place. Now dishes it into the corner to Len. Corbin back to Glenn. Len and Glenn over here on the left side. Backing into the double team. Now up top. Ellis always a threat to shoot the three. Can't get that one away. Here's Mueller. Tries the right side. Driving, but nowhere to go for Ellis against the man-to-man of Red Cloud. Good patience, JT Ellis in the paint, draws the double team, kicks it out of the wing to Len, and it got into the hand there of Ellis. Long possession for Shelton. Glenn, free throw line, back out for a three, Ellis, off the mark, no good. Shelton 0-4 from beyond the arc this quarter. Skyler Brumbaugh with the rebound. 2 of 9 from outside the arc, fast break the other way, they get it inside for the layup. Miles McDowell on the assist is Bell. And finally, Red Cloud snaps the 23-point run of Shelton, 23-6. Three-pointer at the other end, off the mark by Ellis. Rebound brought down by Burgess. Long pass into the front court. McDowell. McDowell stops the top of the key. Goes right wing. 10-foot jumper off the iron. No good. Missed by Bell. The rebound brought down by Corbin Len. And Shelton up the floor. Don't have the numbers. Lucas Glenn doesn't care. Another charge going to be called on Luke Glenn. That was really 1-on-5, even though Red Cloud wasn't set. They did get set in time when Glenn took it underneath. Second foul on Glenn. Back into the ball game. Red Cloud's going to bring in Brady Schmitz for the first time, and Taryn Hawks re-enters for Shelton and give Glenn a breather. So you've got Mueller and Hawks and Len and Ellis and also JT and Derek. Both Ellis is in there. Red Cloud ball in the backcourt where they have had all kinds of trouble. They get it into Hobbs, and a foul called on the double team from Shelton. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-and-1 for Lucas Hobbs. The foul is on Taryn Hawks. 1:49 to go here in the second quarter. It is all Shelton, 23-6. And that's the second foul on Hawks. So Glenn and Stopcotti and Hawks all with two fouls. Front end of the 1-and-1. For Lucas Hobbs is on the way, and it's good. First free throw of the night for Red Cloud, 23-7. Second free throw now. Coming up for Hobbs, eyes it, fires it. It is no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Red Cloud as Dylan Burgess trying to sneak in there for an offensive rebound. Schmitz trying to put some pressure out of the backcourt. Shelton brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass down low. There's Hawks, short jumper off the glass. Boy, rolled off, and somebody grabbed the rim, and it's going to be offensive interference. Grabbed the net, not the rim. Went up for the rebound and got their hand caught in the net. But it is 23-7 Shelton, but they've only scored 6 points here in the quarter, and they have had a lot of shots inside 5 feet roll right off the rim. Still up by 16. Up the floor with it, Brumbaugh. A little contact. He goes down, but kept the dribble. Gets it to Blake. Back to Skyler, and across the timeline he comes, bodying up on Dave Mueller. Drives it in. Gets it to Blake. Blake hammered hard underneath by JT Ellis. And now he has two fouls. That is the 10th team foul on Shelton. They just continue to play aggressive basketball. And with that 16-point lead, they're not too worried about the fouls right now. Blake Brumbaugh. His first free throw of the ball game is skipping out, no good. Checking in now for Shelton, Caleb Wiedemann, 1:24 before the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Give you a look at the first half stats of our boys' game, let you know what else is going on around the area, plus a recap of the girls' game. Shelton won at 33-28. Coach Randy Schultz will join us. And the second free throw, Blake Brumbaugh, is up and good, so he now has 5 points. 23-8, Shelton with the lead. Right corner deep is Wiedemann. Tries to get into the paint. The ball knocked away. Fight for it. Scrum for it. Red Cloud has it at a foul. Making the pickup, Dylan Burgess. That's just the fourth Shelton turnover. And now he'll get to go to the other end and shoot two because we're over the 10-foul limit. Double bonus coming up. The foul is on Ellis, and that's his third for JT. And he is going to want to change, come in, but since it's a two-shot foul, they'll have to wait to bring him in. First free throw now by Dylan Burgess. And it's on the way, and off the left iron, no good. Now checking in will be Spencer Wires. 1:10 to go before the half. Listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM. Barney, Shelton, Red Cloud, and PlatteRiverPreps.com as Burgess hits his second free throw, 23-9. Quickly up the floor with it, all the way Wiedemann, and he scores. Looked like a 100-yard dash that just happened to have a bucket at the finish line, and Wiedemann able to score it, 25-9. Pressure is on, the ball tipped, and Red Cloud picks it up. They've got numbers if they can get the ball across the timeline, but Shelton showing their quickness, they get back. 45 seconds to go in the half. With it is Skyler Brumbaugh. Hand check foul. And the Shelton foul, if it's on Hawks, he's got three. Might be a little careful here. All of a sudden, Shelton getting undisciplined with their defense. And Skyler Brumbaugh, who's played well defensively, looking for his first point offensively. And he'll get it at the free throw line as it's up and in. And Red Cloud into double digits now with 43 seconds to go in the first half. 25-10 Shelton. Second free throw also good by Brumbaugh. Five free throws here and one field goal in the second quarter for the Warriors. They have scored just one field goal in the last 13 and a half minutes. Flyers in the paint, trying to get it out top. Ball knocked away by Hobbs. Kicking it, ball loose, jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Red Cloud. So some of the second teamers right now not meshing for Shelton. And 27 more seconds here for Red Cloud to add some points to the board. Backcourt pressure being applied, as always, by the Bulldogs of Shelton. Inbounds pass comes to Schmitz, gets it right back to Brumbaugh. Skyler running the point, the 6'1 sophomore. Trying to set him a screen. Now they're going pick and roll, but it's covered over to Hobbs. Decides not to take the long three, 13 seconds to go. Hobbs dribbling, overloading the right side. Trying to deny Skyler Brumbaugh. Wiedemann all over him. He gets the ball, 7 seconds to the baseline. The jumper is up and no good. Trying to tip it back here at the halftime buzzer is Hobbs. And that is your halftime score. 25-11, Shelton leading Red Cloud. And even though Red Cloud is struggling offensively, their defense is holding Shelton in check. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here in a minute. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Shelton, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half of our boys' game, it is Shelton 25 and Red Cloud 11. We'll look at the first half numbers in just a little bit. But earlier tonight, it was the Shelton girls picking up their first win of the season by downing Red Cloud 33-28, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Lady Bulldogs, and Randy Schultz. And Coach, once you get to 0-3 or 0-4, then the pressure starts to mount that you got to get in that win column, and tonight was a chance to do that. The girls succeeded.
Yeah, I was very proud of the girls because it's really easy when you have that situation where you're 0-5 going into a game. You know, it's really easy for them to quit, and they action plan so perfectly tonight. I couldn't ask for anything more. They did a wonderful job. I was proud of them because they didn't give up.
And you got out there, and both teams, I think, felt comfortable. You know when you got a good matchup, and neither team's going full court press. You can get up, you get into that half court, whether it's man or zone. And the kids hit some shots on both sides in the first half. That changed a little bit in the second half with some defensive adjustments, but it was good to see confidence. You could just kind of see it growing throughout that first half.
Yeah, the girls, like I said, offensively, they really executed well early, and hitting those few shots, it just builds that confidence, and we got an early lead, and everything was kind of flowing well offensively, and once that happens, it makes the game a lot easier.
Amber Harvey does a good job for you tonight, 8 points, 11 rebounds in the basketball game. You got a couple of girls out there today. Clee Hall and her look like, you know, they're going to take care of things and everybody else do their job, but they look like they're in charge out there tonight.
Yeah, and that's what I asked of them at the beginning of the year. I told them right off the start of the year, it's their team. they're in charge, especially on the floor, and that I need them to be there and to be those leaders. And that's a big role change for them, and they've really adopted it well.
Padgett is your only senior. She had a big second quarter to get you that cushion, but she was the only one that was called for any fouls tonight as well. How tough is it when you just don't have a number of seniors? You just don't have an experienced ball club that way.
Well, you know, it's certainly different. Last year having, you know, basically seven or eight really experienced players than going to having really no one with any real major experience. It is a little bit of a growing experience, I guess you would say. But in all honesty, they've done a wonderful job, and we were able to get Abby, Amber, and Ashley lots of playing time, and that helps them to step up and do the things that we need them to this year, and they've done a really good job of it.
Now you turn right around again and play tomorrow night against the Lawrence Nelson team that has struggled so far this season, and I assume Biltop is in the middle of that. She's going to have a little height problem, or what's...
You know, a lot of it is they kind of have the same situation that we do. I think they return one or two players with any kind of real experience, but losing, you know, Kelsey Biltop in the middle, that was kind of the hub of their team. But they have a real solid young nucleus of a freshman class that have some really good athletes, and they actually play a little more up-tempo than they have in the past. So I'm curious to see what we have tomorrow.
And then that gives you a long break because you don't have a game next week. How important is it to take that good feeling into the holiday break and have a little confidence?
Oh, I think it would be great, especially if we could come out on top tomorrow. And at the same time, the long week there before we go to the moratorium will be nice because we don't play a lot of players. You know, a couple of the girls are pretty beat up and banged up, and be a nice rest for them next week, be able to get them rest and some wounds healed.
Well, Randy, congratulations on getting the win tonight, and have a great Christmas. Hope to see you again soon.
Yes, sir. You too.
You bet. The head coach of the Lady Bulldogs here at Shelton, Randy Schultz. Nobody got in double-figure scoring tonight. It was 33-28, but it was balanced. 8 points, 11 rebounds, Amber Harvey. 8 points, 4 boards, a couple of blocks for Flea Hall. Ashley Padgett, 7 points. Jessica Coney had 6 for Red Cloud. 8 points and 6 rebounds for Bailey Lewis. 8 points for Alex Hoff. 3-pointers got them there. Most of their points when they were 4 of 9 in the first half, then just 1 of 12 in the second half from 3-point land. So that's how the girls' game played out. A couple of other scores for you tonight. Silver Lake girls all over Kennesaw 63-26 in the boys' game after one. Kennesaw leads Silver Lake 18-9. And the Kearney Catholic boys leading 14-8 after one in their contest. Here it's 25-11. In favor of the Shelton Bulldogs. We'll look at the first half numbers in a minute.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half stats for Red Cloud. Lucas Hobbs hit a free throw, 1.1 rebound. Austin Tuckwood has 1 rebound. Skyler Brumbaugh, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Dylan Burgess, 1.2 rebounds. Miles McDowell has 2 points, and Blake Brumbaugh, 5 points and 3 rebounds. 4 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter. 11 points, 10 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line. 0 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 9 turnovers for Red Cloud. For the Shelton Bulldogs, David Mueller has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Luke Glenn has 6 points and a rebound. Clayton Stopcotti, 2 points and a rebound. Derek Ellis hit a 3-point bucket. He's also got 3 rebounds. Corbin Len has 1 rebound. Taryn Hawks, 8 points all in the first quarter. He also has 7 rebounds. Has played outstanding defense. Caleb Wiedemann, 2 points. JT Ellis, 2 points and 3 rebounds. 9 rebounds in each quarter unofficially for Shelton. They've been to the line two times. They're 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, 0 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first, 3 in the second. 17 points in the first quarter for Shelton, 8 in the second. And at the half, 25 points, 18 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 2 of 10 from 3-point land and 5 turnovers. Foul situation, Taren Hawks and JT Ellis each have 3. Stop Cotty and Glenn have 2 for Shelton. For Red Cloud, Tuckwood has 2. Your halftime score, Shelton 25 and Red Cloud 11. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back. We're ready to start the second half with Shelton in charge of the basketball and a 14-point lead here over Red Cloud. Same starters in the ball game. They'll just have to be a little careful with their foul situation. Hawks wide open 3. It's a line drive that clanks off the front of the rim. No good. Skylar Brumbaugh pulls down his 4th rebound. Again, what has gotten Shelton the lead as we get a 3 in the corner here. Red Cloud comes up short that time by Burgess. The rebound brought down by Stopcotty. Shelton runs, hits the trailer Hawks, and Hawks will be fouled as he goes to the hoop. It's going to be on Burgess. That'll be his first. But in that first quarter when they made that huge run, Shelton scored, put the press on, stole it, scored, put the press on, stole it. I mean, it just happened like 6 times in a row. The points came quickly, and if they can't score, they can't press. And the free throw here by Taren Hawks is no good. Second free throw is coming up. And it's on the way by Hawks, and that one's good. So Hawks gets 1 of 2. 26-11, that allows them to put a little pressure on, but they quickly get it into Brumbaugh. They try to clear it out so Skyler can bring it up one-on-one on Dave Mueller. Gets it across the timeline into the corner. Here's another 3-pointer, Wyatt Bell. No good. Rebound brought down by Luke Glenn. Luke down the middle of the floor, swings it out of the wing, left side. He'll find Hawks, right back to Glenn up top. Glenn, crossover dribble, left elbow, dumps it into the corner to Mueller. Mueller holds the ball. Back up top, they'll go to Ellis. Man-to-man pressure here, kind of a sagging man-to-man. Inside, they'll get the ball to stop. Cotty jump pass to Hawks, reverse layup is good. That's pretty good defense by Red Cloud, just good athleticism there by the Bulldogs. Kearney High leading Grand Island on ESPN 1460, 23-10 midway through the second quarter. Kearney Catholic boys getting a test from Elm Creek, 29-21 at the half. We knew Elm Creek was going to be better, but they're giving the Stars all they want. Here's a 3-pointer, Brumbaugh, no good. Offensive rebound, Blake Brumbaugh, back up, no good. And the rebound to Derek Ellis now for Shelton. So Red Cloud right now just can't throw it in the ocean. They had 2 buckets early in the game by Blake Brumbaugh. They have 1 field goal here in the last 20 minutes of game time. Well, not quite that much. It'd be 16 minutes of game time. Stop Cotty on the right wing. Back up top, they'll go to Mueller. Mueller tries to fire at baseline and does. Ellis kicks it back out top to Hawks. Try to get it into the paint. They do to stop Cotty. Turns, faces the hoop. 1 dribble off to Mueller. Good ball fake. Leaves it back on the baseline for stop Cotty. Forces that jump on the baseline. Tough shot, no good. Hawks elevates over everyone and grabs the rebound, and then he's fouled on the putback attempt. And Taren will go to the line. Taren Hawks is the man tonight for Shelton. numerous second chance opportunities, steals. Skyler Brumbaugh with the foul, his first. And the free throw by Hawks is on the way, and it skips out, no good. Checking in for Red Cloud will be Lucas Hobbs. And now Hawks ready to shoot the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Blake Brumbaugh. Nice crowd on hand tonight. Shelton and Red Cloud right there as well, as the 19-foot jumper is no good by Tuckwood. And on the rebound, we've got an over-the-back foul called on Taren Hawks, as Burgess had the position. And Hawks now with four fouls. He's got to check out Corbin Lennon. Saw Paige Wolf here tonight for the Red Cloud fans. As Red Cloud tries to force it in underneath the hoop, it's slapped around. It actually went off the rim, and the ball comes down to Mueller. Red Cloud turnover, out. Fast break to stop Cotty. Clayton takes it in and scores. 30-11, Shelton, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. As Red Cloud gets it across the timeline, over the press, attack the hoop. Burgess layup won't go. Rebound brought down by Mueller. Mueller has his arm tangled up there with Brumbaugh, and Scatter will be called for his second foul. Shelton waiting to get the ball inbounded, and finally does to Mueller. Mueller walks the ball up the floor here. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow, Wilcox Hildreth at Pleasanton. Monday, Minden will host Boone Central Newman Grove. Tuesday, Axtell's at Kennesaw. Then Christmas time, as the three-pointer by Derek Ellis is no good. Offensive rebound by Mueller. Tries to get it inside. There's a fight for it on the floor. And the ball goes out of bounds off Red Cloud. But Shelton, who hit two of their first four three-point buckets, have missed eight in a row, going all the way back to the first quarter. Red Cloud basketball. Kearney boys leading Grand Island at the half, 27-14. Well, now they give the ball to Red Cloud. Initially, they had pointed one way, and I think maybe they just called it a jump ball. So Red Cloud gets the basketball, needing to get some offense going here, just finding any way to get a bucket to go. They have just not had any luck tonight. Blake Brumbaugh on the right wing. Dumps it down to the low block to Burgess. Burgess draws the double team back to Blake. Blake starts in the right corner, backs up, takes the jumper, no good. And a fight for the loose ball. Two players go to the ground. It squeaks out of there to Luke Glenn. Glenn all the way to the other end, puts it up and in, and a blocking foul. They drew a couple of charges in the first half on Luke, but not this time. And Glenn with the bucket and the free throw attempt coming up. The foul called on Lucas Hobbs, his first. And Luke Glenn now with the free throw attempt. It is up and it is in. So Glenn completes the three-point play, 33-11. And Miles McDowell will check in, and it will be Red Cloud basketball. Throw it in will be Skyler Brumbaugh. Shelton still putting on backcourt pressure here. Midway through the third quarter, as we said, it's only the fifth game of the year for both teams. Inbounds pass, dump it into Austin Tuckwood. Tuckwood trying to stay out of the double team, guarded tightly by Derek Ellis down the sideline. His pass deflected by Luke Glenn. It goes out of bounds. And they'll try again. Earlier in the girls' game tonight, 33-28 in favor of Shelton, their first win of the year. Inbounds pass finds McDowell. He'll turn and just hand it off to Hobbs. Hobbs isolated over here by himself, uses his dribble. Now fires it back up top to Brumbaugh. Skyler, fadeaway jumper, no. Offensive rebound by McDowell. Miles gives it right back to Brumbaugh. A team that is loaded with sophomores. 10 kids suited tonight. 8 of them are sophomores. Try to get it inside the ball. Stolen away. Turnover number 11 on Red Cloud, and a foul as they cross the timeline on the Warriors. A little hip check call. And that is the fifth foul here of the third quarter on Red Cloud. They only had 4 the whole first half. Skyler Brumbaugh has 3 of those, and he's going to check out. Shelton give and go on the inbounds pass. Mueller and Glenn with the pass off the mark, and Shelton turns it over for the first time here in the second half. They're 6th of the game. 33-11. Shelton leading at 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Holding the ball on the right wing, the Warriors looking for a shot, trying to get somebody open here. A couple of dribbles, nowhere to go for Bell. Back up top, reverse it over to Tuckwood. Tuckwood now, right elbow, gets it to Bell. Bell off a couple of picks, there comes Burgess. There's a little room for Tuckwood. He takes it to the rack and scores. Glenn right up on his back, but Tuckwood got up underneath him and gets his first bucket of the ball game. 33-13. Glenn at the other end, draws the double team, leaves it off on the baseline. The short jumper is up and good for Corbin Lynn, his first bucket of the ball game. So the teams exchange two-point buckets, and Red Cloud brings it up. Lucas Hobbs, center circle to the top of the key, working over here to Wyatt Bell. Bell guarded in the man-to-man by Mueller. Shelton just too quick for Red Cloud. Red Cloud really has to set some solid picks just to get anybody open. They do here, and a three-pointer is on the way, and it is good for Wyatt Bell. The first three that has been converted by Red Cloud, 1 of 10, and they knock it down, 35-16, Glenn to the other end, and we have got a whistle and a illegal screen going to be called to wipe off the bucket of Luke Glenn. Dave Mueller with his second foul, second team foul of the half. So Red Cloud will take it over here after getting a couple of buckets here in the last minute, finally being thwarted through the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. 35-16 the score. Shelton. Red Cloud gets it to McDowell, who's still trapped in the backcourt. Going to need some help. Finally throws over the top there and gets to Wyatt Bell. Bell trying to get it back to McDowell and does. Shelton just jumping on everybody right now, trying to grab that silly putty. And Red Cloud will control it. Hobbs at midcourt. And we got another foul on Shelton away from the basketball. Starting to get physical away from the ball. And let's see who the foul's on. Was it Mueller or Glenn? Called it on one of them fighting through the screen. They say Dave Mueller is third. Red Cloud's going to bring in Blake Brumbaugh and Skyler Brumbaugh. And it is Warrior basketball trying to close the gap here a little bit before we head to the fourth quarter of play. Been a tough night offensively for the Warriors. But off this inbounds play, had it set up, but it is stolen away by Glenn. Open was Bell trying to get it to Brumbaugh, and Glenn stole the ball. Brings it into the front court, right side of the key. Gets it to stop Cotty. Skip pass, left wing. Ball fake on the three. Driving Lynn, gives it to Mueller. Now to Glenn, left-hand corner. Three-pointer is up, and it is in. First three of the ball game for Luke Glenn. Six of the quarter, 12 of the game, and it's 38-16. Red Cloud throws over the top of the press, but then they stop at open court but didn't see it. Now they end up turning it over. And again, you can just see sometimes the mistakes of the younger ball club. And again, it's just something you got to play more ball, get growing into. I'm sure this Red Cloud team is going to be somebody that folks aren't going to want to play in the next couple of years, as they will have everybody basically back. Three-pointer by Mueller comes up short, and the ball grabbed by Blake Brumbaugh. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 38-16, Shelton in a defensive low-scoring battle. Skyler Brumbaugh across the timeline, gets around Mueller, lost the handle, stolen away. As he tried to get it behind his back, and then they get it right back, Shelton turns it over as Blake Brumbaugh picks up the loose ball. Skyler at the top of the circle. Looks right now, back cut underneath, the short jumper, no good, spun off the rim by Wyatt Bell. Stopped Cotty with the rebound. Bell did everything right except that he didn't pick one side of the hoop. He was right underneath it and had to try and take the shot around the cylinder, and it just wouldn't go. Shelton going to hold, it looks like, for the last shot. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Dribbling out at midcourt is Luke Glenn. Starts to move to the right, lobs it into the corner to Mueller. Mueller, dribble penetration, swings it over the left wing to stop Cotty. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, stop Cotty, drives, jump shot, good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. First score, the Shelton Bulldogs, 38, the Red Cloud Warriors, 16. You're listening to Twin Valley Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Ready to get the fourth quarter of play underway, and it will be Red Cloud basketball to start the fourth quarter. But they trail it by a score of 38-16. It's been a very solid performance, especially defensively in this ball game from Shelton. And now 5-second call on Red Cloud. So the turnovers. Now number 15 for Red Cloud. Shelton has just about half that many with 8. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show will recap it all for you. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, 33-28, Shelton getting their first win. Mueller ball fake on the 3, drives left baseline, leaves it off for Stopcotti. 7-footer off the window is good. 6 points for Stopcotti, 40-16. Luke Glenn has 12, Taryn Hawks has 11. For Shelton, they're 3 of 14 from three-point land. For Red Cloud, they've had 7 players score their 16 points, so Blake Brumbaugh has the most with 5. Now another turnover here for Red Cloud. They may have even called an offensive foul trying to make some room in the backcourt there. Looks like it's just a turnover, and it'll be Mueller with a basketball, so kind of just playing out the string here in the fourth quarter. This is the toughest night of shooting that Red Cloud has had all season long. 1-3, their lowest output before tonight was the 35 points at Silver Lake when they lost 40-35. Taryn Hawks, who spent most of the third quarter on the bench with 4 fouls, will give it off to Corbin Lynn. His 3-pointer is no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Brumbaugh. That's his 7th of the contest. Gives it off to Tuckwood. Austin into the front court to Burgess. Back to Tuckwood, drives, leaves it off into the corner. 17-foot jumper is no good by Wyatt Bell. On the rebound, Taryn Hawks. That'll be his 9th. Fast break the other way. Stop, Connie. Low block, left side against Brumbaugh. Had to try the fadeaway, no good. Mueller, rebound, back up, in, and a foul. Dave Mueller with his 2nd bucket of the ball game. Brumbaugh couldn't be everywhere on that one. And Mueller trying to add to his point total. Foul was called on Lucas Hobbs, his 2nd. Mueller, 0-1 at the line tonight. And this free throw is no good. Now my eyesight is off. It looks like he didn't get the ball to drop through. I thought I saw the net move at the far side, but apparently it's a 2-shot foul. And the free throw is up and no good. Missed them both. And the ball is tapped out to Lucas Hobbs, who committed the foul, his 2nd rebound. And they'll clear it out for Hobbs to bring it up here against Corbin Lynn, which he does on the right side of the key. Back up between the circles, stops there, tries to step through the double team, and a foul going to be called on Shelton with the grab out of around midcourt. It's on Luke Glenn, his 3rd, 4th team foul of the half. Red Cloud ball at midcourt. Again, Red Cloud scored the first 2 buckets from Blake Brumbaugh, scored 4-0. So a little bit of a surprise, and then Shelton got a couple of buckets, and then their full-court pressure just took it and scored, took it and scored, took it and scored. Here's a pick-and-roll. McDowell comes in, and it spins off the rim. No good. Again, well-executed, but just didn't finish. Dave Mueller will get the rebound. And back to the story. A stop. Connie takes the jumper. No good. McDowell will get the rebound in that first quarter, and carrying into the second, Shelton scored 23 in a row and went up 23-4. It's not been close since. Entry pass to McDowell, reaching over the top, is going to be Clayton Stopcotti. That'll be his 3rd. Back into the ball game, JT Ellis now for Shelton on their way to a 4-1 start. They've only lost to Kennesaw. Red Cloud tomorrow night will host Alma, and Shelton tomorrow night will host Lawrence Nelson. Inbounds pass, short jumper. Burgess is wide open, and Dillon hits the 6-footer. for his first bucket to go along with a free throw. And it's 40-18 at the other end. The ball is stolen away right into the hands of Lucas Hobbs. And Shelton hasn't went deep on their bench still. The same kids we saw him rotating in throughout the first half. 40-18. Shelton in command. 5:20 to go in the ballgame. Ball faked by Hobbs. Dribble penetration. Cut off there. Has to kick it back out top. They'll get it to Brumbaugh. Skyler from 17 knocks it down. 4 points now for Skyler Brumbaugh. Back-to-back buckets makes it 40-20. Luke Glenn, stutter dribble. Down to the baseline to Hawks. Back out on the left wing to Glenn. Top of the key is Luke. Man-to-man here by Red Cloud trying to keep him out of the paint. But the dribble penetration has done the job. As Glenn comes in, puts it up and in. And a blocking foul called. Luke Glenn, somewhere between a travel and a foul, now has 14. And substituting in for Red Cloud will be Wyatt Bell. 42-20. Foul is the third on Hobbs. And Luke is 1 of 1 at the line so far tonight. And the free throw is up and in. So Glenn completes the three-point play, 43-20. And here comes Brady Schmitz back into the ball game for Red Cloud. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. Doug Duda, producer engineer Stacy Johns with you on this Friday night, where all the college kids are happy because this semester is over. Back up between the circles is Brumbaugh. Swings it over to the right wing, Tuckwood. Tuckwood dishes it off here to Wyatt Bell. Bell off a couple of picks. Had a lane, didn't take the shot. Kicks it over on the wing for Tuckwood. His 18-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Taren Hawks, and he now has a double-double, 11 points and 10 rebounds after pulling down the defensive board. Buehler, right corner, baseline, drives, switches hands, scoops it up, and scores. Buehler now does have 4 points in the ball game. Fast break the other way, and they don't get a shot away. It is Bell. He passed it up. Bounce passed it down on the baseline to Schmitz. He didn't take the shot. Now Shelton's back in their half-court defense. And Red Cloud's going to have to work again extra hard here to get a shot away. At half of the boys' game, Kennesaw leads Silver Lake 38-22 as the three-point attempt is up and no good from Bell. And the rebound brought down by Hawks. 45-20. Shelton in command. Glenn again. They've got a little room, and he's fouled as he takes it to the hoop. He's got that little stutter dribble, get you to kind of relax, get you rocking back off of your toes to your heels, and then he just blows right by you. The foul on Bell is his second. Two free throws now coming up for Luke Glenn as we play out the string here of tonight's boys' game. Again, in the girls' game, Shelton won it 33-28. Six in a row now for the Shelton boys. They're up 46-20. And Coach Jim Everly is going to go a little deeper on the bench. Dakota Brown, Riley Floors check in. He's only got 10 kids suited tonight. And Shelton will start subbing in, too. Here comes Jared Muehlbach, freshman. Shelton has just loaded their whole varsity roster as juniors and seniors. Muehlbach, an extra one suited up tonight as a freshman, as the second free throw is no good by Glenn. And the rebound brought down by Lucas Hobbs. 3:35 to go in the game. 46-20 Shelton as Hobbs brings it into the front court. Dribbling in place. Got to watch that 5-second count. Gives it off the right-hand wing to Schmitz. Schmitz back over to Floors. Riley guarded. Inside, the ball slips out of the hands of the Warriors. Brady Schmitz and out of bounds. Checking in now for Shelton is going to be number 22, Dalem Ramos. Also back in is Derek Ellis. Keep Muehlbach out there. Len and JT Ellis. As Shelton has the basketball, working against the man-to-man of the Warriors with 3:10 to go. Ramos out on the right wing. Shuffles it up top to Muehlbach. Muehlbach trying to get a shot. Can't do it. Swings it over to Ellis. Derek back over on the right wing. Just play a little three-man outside the arc game. Finally driving in and drawing the contact will be Corbin Len. The gold has basically ripped it right out of his hands. But Corbin will go to the line to shoot his first two free throws of the night. That's the first foul on McDowell. Ninth team foul of the half. on the Warriors, who will fall to 1-4, and Shelton will go to 4-1 as the free throw is no good. Again, tomorrow night's basketball in Pleasanton as the Bulldogs take on Wilcox Hildreth. Second free throw now for Len, and that's it. So Corbin gets one of two. He's got 3 points, and it's 47-20. Shelton in the lead. They have scored 9 points to Red Cloud's 4 here in the fourth quarter. With it is Lucas Hobbs. Hobbs dribbling out around midcourt. 5 second count on. Gives it to Schmitz. Schmitz off the dribble to the high post. Leaves it off there for Flores. Riley drives right side. Wants to take the jumper. Does. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Ramos. And he'll hand it off to Ellis. They want to run. Here comes Lynn. Up and in. And a foul. Corbin Lynn, despite the heavy contact, was able to bank it in. Had a chance for a 3-point play for the senior. And a timeout is going to be called here by Red Cloud coach Jim Everly. He does not want to see his team just not play here over the last 3 minutes. So 2:27 remaining in the ball game. Your score, Shelton 49 and Red Cloud 20. Our timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney or at the concession stand right here in Shelton. We'll be right back.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
As always, we want to say thank you to Athletic Director Ron Blaze here at Shelton for his hospitality and to the many fine sponsors that allow us to follow high school athletics throughout the area. Right now, the second free throw coming up for Corbin Lynn, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Lucas Hobbs. 2:20 remaining in our game. It is Shelton 49 and Red Cloud 20. Shelton will sweep the doubleheader tonight. They won the girls' game 33-28. Lucas Hobbs just continues to dribble out the ball at midcourt, waiting for somebody to cut. And he's never satisfied with it, so finally he decides to drive. The ball knocked away by Ramos. People on the floor. The ball is picked up, and we've got an injured player. The ball got loose, and out at midcourt, Flores and Lynn bumped heads, and Flores is down on the floor, so they're going to take a look at him right now as they cracked skulls out there. So we've got a timeout on the floor with 2 minutes to go in the ball game, 49-20 in favor of Shelton. And we'll take a break. Be back after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Well, they have rolled Riley Flores over at midcourt. And now he is setting up. It almost looks like he might have got really good and popped in the nose. And he's a little woozy. And they're going to take him out of the ball game. Don't see any blood. But Flores, one of those things where he finally got in the game, and then just a weird play. They got tangled up, and he got smacked on the head and went hard to the floor. So Flores is done for the night. With 2:01 to go. And it looks like we'll resume playing basketball here. And so after the injury timeout, into the ball game, Dakota Brown has the basketball. Austin Tuckwood still in there with Hobbs and Schmitz and McDowell. 49-20 Shelton, playing out the string here in the fourth quarter. Dribble the ball up front, Tuckwood. Tuckwood kicks it back out top, goes through the hands of Schmitz, but it's run down over there by Brown. Ball still loose, and it's going to be picked up by Shelton. The steal is made. Corbin led out of control, throws it up, no good. Ramos rebound, put it up, no good. And Schmitz has the rebound for Red Cloud. Warrior basketball coming across the timeline. Austin Tuckwood here on the left side. Comes off the screen, guarded out top there by Jared Buehlbach. Minute 18 left. Sophomore's just not moving. They got to make a pass here. And finally, Tuckwood makes the pass. McDowell kicks it over here on the wing to Brown. Brown wants to get it back to McDowell on the post. Does turnaround jumper and a foul called. JT Ellis thought he had a clean block, but he'll be called for his fourth personal foul. And at the line is one of the tons of sophomores on this Red Cloud team, Miles McDowell. 0 of 1, does have a bucket. And the free throw good. Checking into the ball game now for Shelton, Dakota Pollard will come in, and Ellis should be done for the night with a minute left to go in the game. And the second free throw is on the way, and McDowell hit them both. So 4 points for McDowell, and it's 49-22. In charge of the basketball is going to be Derek Ellis. Ellis brings it across the timeline, trying to work the clock here, brings it left wing, swings it off for a three-pointer. Muehlbach fires, it's no good. Rebound is tapped back out to Derek Ellis. 45 seconds. So stay with us. Classics. Or you can pick up the end of the Kearney Grand Island boys game on ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 30 seconds to go. Len in the corner. Corbin dribbles out of there. Picks his dribble up. Gets it down to the low block to Pollard. Dakota trying to get a shot, but he's triple teamed. The ball is knocked out of his hands. And Red Cloud has it now for 20 seconds remaining. Up the floor with it will be Tuckwood. Austin between the circles off the pick. There's an open look for Brady Schmitz. He'll fire. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Derek Ellis. And the final 5 seconds will run off the clock. And this basketball game is over. The final score, the Shelton Bulldogs 49, the Red Cloud Warriors 22. Shelton improves to 4-1, Red Cloud to 1-4. And we'll look at all the numbers and catch up with Shelton coach Matt Walter right after this timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
LaserTech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods Downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
And welcome back to Shelton. It is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of the schools and athletes throughout the state of Nebraska and wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas. Thanking you for your business in 2012. Looking to take care of you in the upcoming 2013 calendar year. Well, 49-22, Shelton with the win tonight. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Matt Walter has to say. Their defense was stifling, but I'm sure he was hoping for more from their offense, and we'll find out more from him in just a little bit. Right now, let's take a quick look at the statistics that I had. For Red Cloud, 22 points. They actually had 7 players score, nobody with more than 5 points in the basketball game. Lucas Hobbs, 1 point and 4 rebounds. Austin Tuckwood, 2 points and a rebound. Wyatt Bell hit a three-pointer, the only one of the game for Red Cloud. That was his total. He had 1 rebound. Brady Schmitz, a rebound. Skyler Brumbaugh probably had the best night tonight, especially because he played very good defense. 4 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Dylan Burgess had 3 points, 2 rebounds. Miles McDowell, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Blake Brumbaugh, 5 points at a team-high 7 rebounds. I had Red Cloud for 10 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 9 in each half. Red Cloud had 11 points in each half and finished with 22 points, a total of 22 rebounds, 7 out of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 11 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 18 turnovers. Red Cloud is now 1 and 4. They will host Alma tomorrow night and Wilcox Hildreth next Thursday. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Shelton. Catch up with Coach Matt Walter right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final stats of the ball game for Shelton. I had Dave Mueller with 4 points and 6 rebounds. Luke Glenn had a game-high 16 points, 3 rebounds. Clayton Stopcotty, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Derek Ellis hit his only 3 back in the first quarter. That was his point total, 3 points, 6 rebounds. Corbin Len, I had him for 5 points, 1 rebound. Taren Hawks had 8 of his 11 points in the first quarter. He finishes with a double-double, 11 points and 11 rebounds. Dalen Ramos had 2 rebounds. Caleb Wiedemann had 2 points. J.T. Ellis ended up with 2 points and 3 rebounds in the basketball game. Let's add up the numbers here for Shelton really quick. 6, 12, 18, 19, 35. So they had 18 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting is one place that they will have to improve from. 1 of 2 in the first half, 5 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in each half for Shelton. The Bulldogs had 25 points in the first half, 24 points in the second half, and Shelton finishes with 49 points, 35 rebounds, 6 out of 15 from the free throw line, 3 out of 16 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers as the Shelton Bulldogs improved to 4-1 on the season with a 49-22 win over Red Cloud. And just one game before the holiday break for Shelton, they'll host Lawrence Nelson tomorrow before heading out to the Silver Lake Holiday Tournament on the 27th and the 28th. We'll take another break here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show and be back in a minute.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
And we've got an update from ESPN Radio 1460 as they go to the fourth quarter. It is 38-24 in favor of Kearney leading Grand Island tonight. And we are joined now by the head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Matt Walter. They pick up their fourth win of the season tonight. And I'll let you start with this one. Red Cloud didn't bring, I'm sure, what Coach Eberle thought, probably not even what you thought tonight. They just couldn't score the basketball. Your defense, outstanding. Taren Hawks, pretty darn good tonight, especially in that first half. I'm guessing you might have wanted a little more out of your offense. Give me a description of how you thought tonight's game went.
I thought, I think the first quarter was awesome for us. I mean, I think anybody listening to the game or watching the game would have been really impressed with our full court man-to-man defense. We caused a lot of turnovers, you know, and then I think the quarter 17-4,
yeah,
pretty impressive. And I thought we'd build off that and we'd keep going. And then we got a little bit lazy in the second quarter. And, I mean, it was pretty obvious when we started giving up points. I think they were pretty close to outscoring us in the second quarter. And I just told the boys, I said, we probably played our best quarter of basketball the first quarter, played our worst quarter the second quarter, and then we only played two mediocre quarters in the second half. You know, we had some foul trouble, including Hawks, who played awesome tonight. As far as I thought, he had the best all-around game for us, rebounding the ball. I really got after him this week at practice because I thought that he wasn't crashing the boards, and you saw a different player tonight. He crashed the boards hard. I don't know the numbers, but I know he had quite a few rebounds, that's for sure.
I gave him 11, and I might have missed a couple, so you can correct me on that one. But 11 and 11 is what I had for him tonight. You talk about you just got to watch. You weren't scoring, so you couldn't put the press on. It's a catch-22.
You know, we've worked so hard on our offense, and, you know, I will say that some of the shots that we normally hit weren't falling. You know, Clayton Stopcotti, those short jumpers, mid-range jumpers, he doesn't miss those very often, especially in the first, five games that we've had. He doesn't miss those very often. He just couldn't find the range tonight, and that's going to happen. It's high school basketball. It's basketball in general. That happens to anybody on any given night. And I just thought in general we just weren't moving the ball very well. But at the same time, you know, Red Cloud, that is their forte, is defense, and they played, I thought, really, really, really good defense against us tonight.
Yeah, there was no doubt that if Red Cloud, you want to put a star by something, it's their defense. They're just so darn young, and you could really tell, and I mentioned it there, while you guys were going on their run, you could look out there and see the maturity difference most of the time. You're playing seniors against their sophomores, and that's just fact most of the time. They didn't have a 6'5 sophomore to handle it, or a coach's kid sophomore point guard to handle it. They're going to be okay once they grow up.
Yeah, I would say these next 2 years, they're going to be working up towards the top of our conference. You know, there's going to be a couple teams, us and Kennesaw, that lose a lot of players. And it's going to be tough to get by them. You know, they still need a couple more scores. The two Brown Ball boys are very, very, very talented young men. Very good. And they'll find scoring. Coach Eberle does a great job with them. And, you know, it's kind of like us right now. We're struggling on offense. So where do you have to pick it up? You have to pick it up on the defensive end. And that's what they do. I mean, they make it hard. And, you know, I don't know. I think we held them probably to the least amount of points that they've had this year, by quite a few. I thought we played really, really well on the defensive end of the ball. Offensive side left a lot to be desired. But the good news for us is, yes, we play tomorrow night, and you know, Coach Tom Jensen is going to come in here with his Raiders and be ready to play us. There's no doubt about that. But we get all next week with no games, which is lucky for us. So that means we can hit it pretty hard and get after it.
Matt Walter, the head coach here at Shelton, joining us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. I look at the schedule. Who's in the Silver Lake? Because isn't Lawrence Nelson in that as well?
No, it's Silver Lake, Alma, and BDS.
Okay, so BDS is going to be the main test until you get Loop City. I mean, and I'm just looking at the record, so that's all on paper. I get that. What are you going to be looking for as you play up to that Loop City game? And again, Amherst is middle of the week. You got Ravenna, I guess they're 1-3, but we know the competition that they've been playing. So
yeah,
you're
going to
have
good.
A stretch there with Loop City, Ravenna, Amherst, and you can never discount Deschler. They've always got something. But after the first of the year, you're going to have some pretty good ball clubs, including Overton on the road, that you're going to have to face.
Oh yeah, we know that. I mean, in general, we first round we drew of our holiday tournament, we draw BDS, and while their record might not show it or anything like that, they still have Ryan Techmeyer, one of the best basketball players you'll probably see around. If you get a chance to see him, I would go out and watch him. And Coach Cluck always has them playing very, very good basketball. And then you have, I mean, the other two guys, or the other two teams on the other side of our bracket is Silver Lake and Alma. And both their coaches, Coach Bauer, and Coach Brummer both have both those teams playing very well. So that holiday tournament is going to be very tough for us, and hopefully we can come out of there with two wins. That's something that you know, this senior class, since their freshman year, has not won that tournament. We've been very successful, but we have not won the holiday tournament since their freshman year. So the two really successful years we've had, we haven't won that. So we're really focused on trying to get two W's there and take home that championship plaque. But like you said, our after Christmas schedule is pretty brutal. I mean, you have Overton, you have Amherst, who's playing well, Loup City, who's just a great team. Ravenna, regardless of their record, is a very, very well-coached team. You got Gibbon. There's just a lot of tough games after Christmas. And if we don't, honestly, and I just told the boys this in the locker room, if we don't get better on the offensive end of the ball, I mean, you might as well chalk up a couple more losses for us, because we got to figure it out. And we are, and we did some things pretty well tonight. We passed the ball a couple times there in the second half, I thought, really, really well. But, I mean, in general, our offense is lacking right now, and anybody that watches us will see that. And
that's why we're only five games into the season,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. I know many more are coming your way, and hopefully we'll see you after the first of the year a couple of times.
I hope so. Thanks, Doug.
You bet. Matt Walter, head coach here at Shelton. They win it by a score of 49-22, 16 points for Luke Glenn, 11 points, 11 rebounds for Taryn Hawks. In the girls' game tonight, Shelton 33 and Red Cloud 28. If you're looking for more basketball on the way home, Kearney High boys are currently playing Grand Island. Kearney leading it in the fourth quarter on ESPN 1460. Tomorrow night here on Classic Hits 98.9, it will be Wilcox Hildreth at Pleasanton in a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader getting underway right around 6. And then Monday, Boone Central Newman Grove at Minden. Tuesday, Axtell at Kennesaw. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us again. The final score in the boys' game, it was all Shelton tonight. Downing Red Cloud, 49-22. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
It's a crime in all 50 states. Stalking can happen to anyone, and it affects 3.4